are in listen-only mode.
Good afternoon. I would like to call to order the Design Review Board agenda of Tuesday, April 27th, 2021. Could we have roll call, please?
Chair Branch, I don't see our recorder, actually.
Oh, dear.
So, I just realized that.
Oh.
Can't have a meeting without her.
I mean, I can do the roll call if that's okay to do.
Okay.
This is being recorded anyway, so... Right?
I was hoping to hear from our city clerk if that's okay to do. If she's on nearby. I'm going to go ahead and do the roll call, and then we'll proceed and see if I get any information. So, Member Schallenberger is absent. Member Clinton is absent. Member Hart?
Here.
Member Ayman? Ayman?
Here.
Sorry. Member Whalen?
Here.
Member DeGasis?
Here.
And Chair Branch?
Here. All right. This meeting is being conducted utilizing teleconferencing and electronic means consistent with the State of California Executive Order N2920, dated March 27th, 2020, regarding the COVID-19 pandemic. The live stream of the meeting may be viewed on television and or online in accordance with Executive Order N2920. The public may only view the meeting on Goleta Channel 19 and or online at the city's website, then not in the council chamber. All righty, so with that, we will start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. At this time, the public shall have an opportunity to comment on any non-agenda item relevant to the jurisdiction of the city. Do you have any indication that anybody wants to speak on that, Mary?
I do not, Chair.
Okay. And that will take us to our administrative agenda. Do you want to read it into the record, or should I? This is just the minutes, but as we're going forward today, how do you want to handle that?
If you can handle items A, and then I will read into the record the actual projects for review, items B and C.
Okay, so we'll start with the review and approval of the minutes for our March 23, 2021 meeting. Could I get a motion to approve the minutes?
I motion to approve the minutes as written.
Okay. Member Hart has made a motion. Can I get a second?
I will second.
Seconded by Member DeGasis. Any discussion?
Yes, please.
Dennis, go ahead.
On item number B1, the photovoltaic cells on 1 Los Carneros Road, item number It lists the view from Calle Real. It should really be the view from Los Carneros Road.
Got it. And that was item 8, you said?
Item number 8? No, number 8, point number 8, item B.1.
Got it. Good, very good. Any other discussion? All right. Do you have one, Greg?
Well, don't we need to remove it?
Remove?
No, I'm saying move again to approve the minutes as amended.
Oh, no, because we got the motion. We just haven't voted on it yet. So that's okay. That's where the discussion comes in when we need to make tweaks like that. So
got it.
So with that, we can do roll call for an approval.
Member Gates. Member Whalen.
Yes.
Member Iman.
Yes.
Member Hart.
Yes.
Chair Branch.
Yes. Okay. Item A2, review of our agenda. Is everybody happening today?
Yes, Chair Branch. We do have all the items on being heard today.
Beautiful. Then let's get into it. Item B1 for our conceptual preliminary final review.
Okay, Chair, I will read this for your review. So item B1 is 5892 Hollister Avenue, APN 071-052-014. That's Wingman Rodeo Signage, case number 21-0007 DRB.
Very good. Has everybody visited the site? Dennis?
Site visit and no ex parte discussions.
Very good. Jonathan? I think you need to unmute. Your microphone appears. Oh, okay. There you go.
Are you hearing me now?
Yes, quite well.
No ex parte discussion. I'm sorry. I've turned my picture off, so I've confused myself here. But I have visited the site and have not had any discussion.
Very good. Greg?
Virtual visit and ex parte. No ex parte.
Very good. Martha?
Virtual site visit, no ex parte.
Same here. Very good. Okay. And this is Brian's. Is Brian on?
Yes. Thank you, Chair. Can everyone hear me okay?
Yep.
Great. Good afternoon. So we have a relatively simple sign here today. The one thing to kind of keep in mind as you're reviewing it is that it is in the Old Town Heritage District area. So there's some additional guidelines for signage, but we'll get into the details there in a minute. So the sign is relatively small, 13.5 square feet or so, on an existing sign band above the entrance to a restaurant building. And the maximum size of the letters are 10 inches tall. The specific areas that I wanted to call out from the Heritage District guidelines are listed on the staff report here. I can try and zoom in a bit just to see it a little better. Is that good?
Yeah.
Just to point out and things to keep in mind as you're deliberating today is signage should enhance and complement the architectural character of the building. And the signage should be limited to the business name and can include a figurative component that represents that type of business. And then wall signs should enhance the building's architecture and style overall. On the next page of the staff report, I also mentioned there's general plan policy that basically says the same thing there at the top of the screen. Signs shall be appropriate in highly quality style, color, material size, etc. So I can, unless there's any questions about the guidelines or general plan policy, I can switch over to the plan set and show you what's proposed.
Is the applicant here?
I believe the applicant is here. We're going to, I think we're doing, since we're tight on time, we're not going to have the typical applicant presentation, but he's here for questions if any arise.
Okay, very good.
Do I have that right, Mary?
That seems reasonable.
Okay, sounds good. All right, so here we have the plan set. As you can see, the existing sign ban is above the front entrance. There's kind of a logical area here where a sign should go, mm-hmm. and they've scaled it as such. The details of the sign are above here. So the wingman portion of the sign has the 10-inch letters, and then the rodeo is slightly smaller at 9.2 inches. And that's pretty much it. It's as simple as that, really. It comes down to the board's discussion on the guidelines and policy that I mentioned previously. I do have some findings drafted, if we get that far, that you guys can take a look at after deliberation.
Can I ask a quick question, which you may or may not know the answer to? As I'm looking at that picture, just above the arch, almost directly in line with the top of the 8-foot dimension line, there is a line on the stucco, just above the arch. Now, if you move your mouse down, like towards the bottom of the sign, just above that arch, there's a line that runs all the way across that right there. What is that?
That's that's actually an inset. There's a good section of it over here. Let me show you. There's actually a little.
It's a little OG trim. Okay, got it.
Yeah, it kind of defines essentially the bottom of the sign band. Essentially, is really I think what it's supposed to be doing there.
Okay. Okay, that answers my question. All right, let's. This is pretty simple. Let's combine questions and comments, and we'll just see how that goes. Martha, why don't we start with you?
Yeah, so it seems like the overall sign proportion should fit better into that pediment, if you could call it that, between those two architectural elements. So it's my opinion should be shrunk somewhat to be proportionate so that the entire sign fits within those two architectural details, the cornice and that little trim that you pointed out, Scott.
Okay. Jonathan?
I'm fine with it as it is. I think it looks like it'll be an attractive sign.
Okay. Greg?
I agree with Mr. Iman. It looks fine to me the way it is.
Okay. Dennis?
Yeah. Yes, thank you, Chair Branch. A question. It's not an illuminated sign, correct, Brian?
Correct. No illumination.
But there is one floodlight sort of exterior light above the sign that's existing, correct? And so the question is, will that just remain in place and be the light, the fixture that lights the sign?
That was not part of the application. I might direct that question to the applicant to see if that was the intent. That wasn't the stated intent in the application, like I said.
Yes.
We'll give the applicant a second to turn their microphone on.
I actually don't know the answer to that question. It's not, as far as I know, it's not part of our design.
All right, then. I'll have to assume then that the lighting fixture does remain in view of the fact it's not part of the proposal and the fixture and the sign is not illuminated. With that in mind, I'm inclined to agree with Member DeGasis. I think it should be about 10 to 15% smaller to fit within the given architectural features of the facade and to better accommodate that light fixture. On the whole, I think it's a very snappy and snazzy signage, and I would support that. But I do think that it's a little too big and overall height should be somewhere between 25 and 26 inches, rather than, I believe it's proposed at 29 inches. Thank you, Chair Branch.
Very good. I agree with that. I think, Brian, can you pan over so we can see that section of it right there? Yeah, I think it would be good if the sign didn't go over, if it didn't cover that little trim. But that's kind of my only comment. Other than that, I think it's a really handsome sign. What's the business, by the way?
Buffalo wings.
Saddles?
Funny, that's what I thought originally until I figured out it was a restaurant.
Jedlicka's went away, so is it Western?
Right.
So I think no, it's a really nice sign.
Chicken wings.
I think it should just fit a little bit better architecturally in that, but I think it's fine. So let's see. This is here for conceptual preliminary final. What if someone made a motion and kind of stipulate about the size requirement?
Before we make a motion, shall we check to see if we have any public comment?
Yes. And by the way, Mary reminded me to not forget that, just so you know.
That's okay. So I understand Ms. Gregory's running a bit behind, so I'm going to jump in for a few minutes until she logs in. But let me go ahead and check to see if any members of the public have any comments to item B1, I believe we're on.
Yes.
Okay, if we have any members of the public wishing to speak to item B1, please use the raise hand icon. I do not see any members of the public wishing to speak to this item.
All right. Someone want to take a stab at a motion on this? Let's
see, how can I do that? Let's see. How can I do that?
And Chair, I did put the findings up on the screen as well, in case you want to use those for reference.
Perfect.
So I'll take a stab at it. If you'll help me through this, Chair Branch and other members, I will make a motion to approve the conceptual sign in terms of its design and display is acceptable. However, for final approval, the overall sign size should be reduced to fit within the existing architectural elements and the exterior lighting. How'd I do?
Chair Branch, can I jump in?
Yeah,
please. Member Whalen, so this is here for conceptual, preliminary, and final. If you want to see the project come back, you can do the conceptual comments. If you feel that this project is, with the conditions that staff can review and do a conformance review, then you can actually just approve the project with that condition that you just read.
I think you could, yeah, I think your motion could be for final with that condition.
Yes.
And then also subject to the findings that were provided to you in the staff report.
Oh, yeah, the findings up on screen referenced. Do you guys need him to do it again, or do you have enough to go on and we can get a second?
That should be fine.
Okay.
As long as we can get a second on that.
Okay, can we get a second?
I second the motion as right,
seconded by Member Hart. Any discussion? All those in favor will be indicated by the roll call.
Perfect.
Oh, sorry, Dennis, did you have a question?
No.
Oh,
no.
Sorry.
Okay, I'll go ahead and take the roll call. Mm-hmm. So, Chair Branch.
Yes.
Vice Chair Schellenberger, I see, is absent. I see Clinton's absent. Okay. Commissioner, I'm sorry, Board Member DeGasas.
Aye.
Board Member Iman.
Aye.
Board Member Hart?
Aye.
And Board Member Whelan?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Very good. That'll be a nice sign. Okay, let's move to item B2. If you'd read that into the record, please.
Be happy to. Item B2. That is 290 Stork Road, APNs 073-100-030. That's one plant signage. That's case number 21-0006-DRB.
Very good. Has everybody visited the site? Jonathan?
I've not visited the site. And no ex parte discussion.
Okay, Greg?
I have visited the site and no ex parte.
Dennis.
Yes, I did visit the site and have not had ex parte discussions.
Very good. Martha?
Virtual site visit, no ex parte.
I did virtual site visit, no ex parte as well. All right, Brian, back to you.
Yeah, hi, me again. All right, so other side of town now, over in 290 Stork Road, just off of Stork and Hollister there. We have a former restaurant being converted into the one plant store, and they're putting up new signage. This complex does have a sign plan. And so we made sure before scheduling it for DRB that the proposed wall signs conform to the requirements in there. And the only reason we really brought it to the board is just for abundance of caution, because it doesn't specify, it's a rather old sign plan, so it doesn't specify whether signs that conform to the sign plan should be reviewed by DRB or not. So we erred on caution and brought it before the board to review. So they're proposing two new internally illuminated wall signs, one on the front or north elevation and one on the side or west elevation. And each sign is the same in dimensions and would total about 23 square feet and the letter height measuring 17 inches tall. They are push through letters on perforated vinyl, and the letters will be the only thing that's illuminated on the sign. The background will be opaque. And like I said, the both signs are consistent with the sign plan, and the applicant's not asking for any modifications from the plan or the sign ordinance. And so I can pull up the plans here in just a minute. So rather simple sign. One stipulation in terms of the border, the sign plan actually mandated that the border be the same color as the trim of the building. So that's one color mandate that is set in the entitlement. Really? for the signage. Yes, and so everything else is it's silent on letter color or size, really. It just has to fit in within the box, basically.
Got it.
So
I'll bet it's green.
letters are black. And that's my presentation. I believe the applicant's here for questions, but again, we're gonna skip the applicant presentation due to time constraints.
All right, we'll combine questions and comments again. Dennis, we'll start with you.
Sure. Tearing off Brian's presentation about that element of the sign plan that said the sign has to match the trim color. If I'm not mistaken, the trim color is bright red. So what am I missing here from the presentation and the sign policy.
I believe the trim is brown. It's a brown color.
I'm looking at the two photographs and my visit here. The fascia trim is red.
It may just be a printing error. I believe it's brown.
No, I visited today and discovered that Lily's Tacos is closed on Tuesdays and took photographs, and the trim is bright red. Not to belabor the point, I don't think the sign would look good in bright red, but it is Chinese red. So to further on with this, Brian, it's a box. So the sides of the box and the frame on the signage side are proposed to be black?
No, it's proposed to be this brownish color.
This brownish color that we're arguing about. And then another question, the letters light up. Well, how do the letters light up if the background field is white? You said something about a perforation.
Right. My understanding is that the letters will be covered in perforated vinyl, so it'll show up black during the day and then would show light coming through at night.
I see. Very good. So those are my questions. On to the comments. I think the lettering is a little too large or the box too small, and it could use a little more breathable space around it. That is more white area. And then to the two sign locations, the one on the north, I feel more strongly about. And if you can zoom in on that, it's the photo on the left. Yes. I think it would look much better if it were centered over the doorway. Right now, it looks rather haphazardly plunked, not on the center of the wall, it just looks off. And then the one facing west, it could be acceptable. I think it might be better if it were centered on that wall. I feel less strongly about that, but I do feel very strongly about the main entry sign on the north facing wall, that it's just doesn't look right, and it should be relocated either over the front door or centered on the building. Thank you. Those are my comments.
Okay, very good. Martha?
I have some questions. One is, the signage is dimensioned. Are the two signs the same size? That's my first question, the 27 inches by 120. And yes. Then my second question is, and maybe it doesn't relate to this, but if the building is being painted or the exterior of the building is changing, as this exhibit seems to indicate, that's not part of the sign review, that's a different review. Is that the case?
Facade improvements would be a separate application. This is just for signage. And yes, both signs are the same. I'm not sure if you heard my response there.
So then I agree with Mr. Whalen that the sign should be centered over the doorway. It does look peculiar floating on the open space there. Those are my comments.
Okay. Greg?
I was looking actually on the virtual, it still has the Ming Dynasty sign, and it might explain why that is positioned where it is on that north elevation. The old Ming Dynasty sign was in the same position, so I imagine there's some electrical connections or something that motivate that. But it's a vast improvement over what was on the Ming Dynasty, that horrid yellow and faded red worthy old. So it's an upgrade in my view, I can't disagree that it wouldn't look better centered over the door, but there may be physical needs that are being met by doing it that way. But I could approve it as it is submitted too.
Okay, Jonathan?
I agree with Member Whalen. I think the north wall especially should be centered over the door. And I'd like to see the lettering reduced in size a little bit, so there's a bit more white space between the framing and the lettering. Other than that, no further comments.
Very good. I agree with those comments. I think it has to be centered over the door. It really makes sense there. The one on the west elevation, I'm fine with that as is. It's understood that the paint color will match the fascia color, whatever that is, if it's a brown or a red or whatever. And excuse me. And I agree that the letters could be slightly reduced to create a little bit more negative space there, but other than that, I'm fine with that. Those are my comments. Martha?
I wonder if the building, if the business is open at night, and why it has to be illuminated if the business is not open at night.
Oh, I think they're going to be open at night.
The business's hours were not provided as part of the sign application, obviously, but maybe the applicant is here. Can you provide some more?
Could you hear me?
Yes. Who is this?
This is Matthew Emery.
All right. Great. Thanks.
Yes. And we will be open at night. I can increase the negative space on the box. If you choose, I could take it to 30 inches, adding an inch and a half on each side, I think would be, would give it the negative space you're looking for. Mr. Whalen, I think that would be appropriate. I think everything smaller than that would be hard to see from the eyes.
I guess I'd prefer if you went the other way rather than make the box larger. Even if you took the lettering down to, you know, to 16 inches, it would reduce it. I don't think you need to reduce it much, just a little bit.
Okay. I'm making it so we're talking 16 inches for the letter set, leaving the box the same.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Any other comments by the members? All right. Any public comments? I remembered.
Will any attendees who wish to speak, please click on the hand raise icon now. Okay, I see Cecilia Brown.
Cecilia.
I'd hope to speak on the last item, but while you're talking on this particular item, is this a cabinet sign?
It appears to be. Is it the existing cabinet that was there?
The sign plan allows cabinet. In fact, it requires cabinet signs.
The sign plan, I believe, doesn't allow cabinet signs. That's my question.
The sign plan for this shopping center requires these cabinets.
I see. Even though the current sign plan doesn't allow cabinet signs.
I believe you're referring to the sign ordinance.
Correct.
Yes, they have an entitlement for that. That
oh, really?
Precedes.
So it's a legal non-conforming sign.
Yeah, let me look at the staff report. I believe it was from 73, so it's long before our current.
Long before our time, right? Okay.
Yeah, and they did it all. They did the signage and the development plan all in one permit back then too. So,
all right. Well, my comments, I agree with Scott that I think the letters just need to be reduced a bit and moved over the door. So thank you.
Very good. Any other public comments? Okay. Dennis, do you have any, did you have something else?
I don't know if this shows up. Here's a photo from my camera today, and that trim is bright red. Now, I'm I'm speaking against my own best interests here. I don't think the sign cabinet would look good in Chinese red, but there is some discrepancy going on here between the ordinance and the proposal.
Dennis, question, did you notice if the sign cabinets for the other businesses were matching? Did you happen to notice that when you were out there?
I did not. I don't think Lily's has a cabinet sign, and I'm not sure who else is in that building. But
Lily's has a mostly white with red lettering sign and a cabinet.
Yeah, this is Matthew. There's no trim on those box, those other existing signs at the other businesses.
Yeah. Interesting.
Huh. If anything, it's black, the other sign.
Yeah. Which all right. I think is appropriate.
So we'd be okay with doing a black trim on the box?
I am.
I'm looking at Lily's Taqueria right now. There is a black trim around their sign right here.
Very good.
Yeah, that would be better.
Yeah, and it is red. You're correct, Mr. Whalen. It is bright red.
So yeah, as Cynthia said, this is non-conforming, but acceptable.
Okay. Legal. So a 16-inch letter set with black trim.
All right. Does someone make a motion of that?
Let's see. Chair Branch, before I try to do that, could we go over the points that we're in agreement upon? Should the lettering be smaller or the cabinet be larger?
I prefer 16 inch. Reduce the letter height to 16 inches and leave the cabinet the same.
All right, then I'll make a motion to approve the appraisal. Are we doing this the same way that we did the previous one?
Yes. Where
conceptual and final with I'll move to approve conceptual, the final approval on this with the following revisions: that the lettering be reduced by 1 inch to allow for more breathing room around the text, and that the location of the primary sign on the north be centered over the entry alcove doors. Does that wrap Chair it up?
Branch. Mary?
Chair Branch, Member Whalen, it's conceptual, preliminary, and final, and then subject to the findings.
Conceptual, preliminary, and final with the findings.
Very good. Okay. Can I get a second there?
I'll second that motion.
Very good. Seconded by Mr. Hart. And can we get a roll call for the vote?
Member Clinton is absent. Member DeGasis?
Yes.
Member Iman?
Yes.
Member Hart?
Yes.
Member Whalen?
Yes.
Vice Chair Schellenberger?
Sorry, folks, I'm muted. I need to abstain from this item.
Very good.
Chair Branch?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, very good.
Thank you all.
Thank you very much. Now we'll move on to item B3. If you could read that into the record, please.
Item B3 is a new parking lot shade canopies and utility equipment screening located at 1 South Los Caneros Road, APN 073-330074, case number 21-0005-DRB. Associated case number 21-0002-DP.
Very good. And let's do, see who's visited the site. Jonathan?
I have visited the site. I don't have any ex parte communications.
Very good. Greg?
Virtual visit and no ex parte communication.
Very good. Dennis?
A site visit with no ex parte discussions.
Very good. Martha?
A virtual site visit, no ex parte.
Great. And did I hear Craig Schallenberger's here?
I am here.
Oh, great. Mary said you weren't going to make it today, so welcome. So site visit for you?
Virtual with no ex parte.
All right, very good. And I had virtual with no ex parte. So with that, Chris, the floor is yours.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Chair Branch, members of the board. Like the other Brian's other presentations, I will keep mine short and we'll turn it over to the board for questions. This project, as Carl Storrs, parking lot canopies and utility equipment screening, it was heard at the last hearing on March 23rd prior to application completeness. So now the application has been deemed complete and we are here for conceptual, preliminary, and final review, if that pleases the board. So at the previous hearing, the board expressed a lot of support for the project. Some of the comments centered around the fence screening and bollards at the rear for the equipment, landscaping, specifically tree replacement and landscaping around the bollards, and providing photo montages of the proposed project to give a sense of the scale. So the applicant has responded to many of these comments. I want to note that new plans were posted to the city's website today. There are generally minor revisions in there to help clean up some of the wording to make it clear when we're talking about, say, parking lot versus the entire parcel lot. But those are available on the city's website as of today. So in response to the comments, the response is generally characterized as providing two proposed screening methods for the equipment at the rear of the property. The applicant's preferred screening method is chain link fence coated in black vinyl. They have also proposed a privacy screening that would be, solid vinyl, I believe, in white. I'd like to point out that as far as Title 17 is concerned, there are no requirements for screening here. It's at the rear of the building, and requirements for screening are when it's viewable to the from public view spaces. At the back of the building here, it would only be viewable from private view spaces. So in that sense, it is up to the board's discretion what will be required. And the applicant has expressed that some material is preferred to for safety concerns. With respect to landscaping, there is no proposed landscaping at the moment around the bollards. Or near that screening. The applicant is proposing to replace the 11 trees to be removed in kind at a 1-to-1 ratio. We're still working through some of those exact details. And what I mean by that is where the trees would go. In some places, it's kind of tight. In other places, they are proposing to replace, for example, a Brazilian pepper tree, which actually is not compliant with Title 17 because it is considered moderately invasive. And in this particular location, there is no pepper tree there in actuality. So we're ideally, I would have for you a updated proposed landscape plan that would describe both the proposed tree replacements and any changes to the previously entitled landscape plan that was approved within the last decade. And I don't quite have that ready for you yet, but the changes are small. There's something like 21 trees that are supposed to be on the site that aren't there, and 16 trees that are on the site that aren't on the plant. So let me keep moving on here. It ultimately, what is done with respect to landscaping, I want to make this clear, is up to the DRB, because they have sufficient trees on the property already to meet Title 17 requirements. So with that, I'll move on. The bollards are proposed to match the building with, you know, the reflective striping. I already mentioned landscaping is not proposed in front of them, and renderings have been provided, which I can pull up on screen if you like. So my last comment here is that we are agendized for preliminary and final review, conceptual as well. If there are only relatively small items to be resolved, the board has, and if the board desires, you could grant preliminary approval, and then we can either bring those small changes back to you at a subsequent hearing, or possibly resolve them through conformance review with a board member or two appointed to provide approval, for example, about landscaping changes. So we have a few different options here on how you may want to proceed. So with that, I think I will turn it back for questions, and we can dive into plans or whatever you would like to see.
Okay, so realizing that we're pressed for time, is the applicant going to go over what they changed, or are you going to do that? Or I think basically that's what the board probably wants to see, is what did you do differently, and show us where that is. And I don't care who goes through that, but I think that's probably what would help us the most.
Yeah, I think Zoran or Jason, if you would like to try and walk through that.
Yeah, I can take the lead on that, and Zoran can chime in as necessary. I think we just probably want to just look through the sheets. I think we've made it easier for us to scroll through sheets.
Yes.
And so the first sheet, there's not really too much that's changed on this sheet. We are still locating the trees, the 11 trees that need to be removed with X's underneath the carport canopies. And if we scroll to the next sheet, it shows a enlarged version of that sheet to help visualize that. And if you scroll to the next sheet, I'm trying to see the sheet where we actually call out the new locations.
It's the next sheet.
Next sheet, where, so G, yeah.
It's the little green, the right. Green. So what Chris was talking about, see how there's that one tree that shows the green and the black circle? That black inner circle is from the city approved landscaping plans from maybe a decade ago or so, but that tree is not there right now at the site. Right. So we're proposing to place a tree there, new tree, a new location for a tree. So basically kind of reinstates the approved landscaping plans.
Correct. Right, so the 11 trees that we're removing, we're replacing them in kind at the locations that we show in this drawing in green. And don't be confused by the fact that there's a dashed tree at the location right below there. I personally can tell you it's not there. I went and when I was on vacation with my family, we made a trip out here and additionally, there is a lot of, you know, they definitely have a lot of landscaping. So it's not a situation where you know, we don't have sufficient trees here. It's a situation where what may come in the final revision is maybe one of the 11 trees might change locations based on a preference and you know, the ability to, you know, fit them in there. So it's the only reasons for potential changes is just to identify the exact location for two that we're not quite sure about. So, but we know that we're going to be installing 11 in kind, and this is, you know, what we anticipate to be fairly close to what will be installed.
Okay, let's look at the the other elements, the screening, yeah, and the bollards, so, and stuff.
On to the next sheet. So this is a elevation view of the equipment that is on the backside of the building. If you look at the light pole, this is actually a good, it's not part of, but if you go down to the bottom right and you look at the light pole that has a photo, you'll actually see that there's already a CMU wall that's fairly tall. Yeah, that one right there. I just thought that that would be good to understand that it's, the residential area is separated by this, I think it's an eight foot CMU wall. So not only is Title 17 not require us to have a fence, and we are choosing to add it for security reasons, per the client's request, the it's already very limited to the views that would be to the non-public area. So just wanted to kind of add that. But yeah, so going back to the elevation above, we are showing an example of the type of fence we would be installing, and it's 8 feet in height, and we would also like to add the black vinyl coated chain link fence, and I don't know if we actually show the screen slats, but that would be our preference as well. Correct me if I'm wrong, Zeron.
I think it was a slat free, or original submittal was with slats and now it's no slats.
Right. So this submittal would look like what we have showed off to the right. And so and all the equipment is enclosed. It's about I'd say 8 feet or 10 feet from the actual building. And this is not the entrance of the building. It's along the side of the building.
Okay.
So maybe we could zoom out of that and look at the color matching. We've chosen to, the client has chosen to go with the same look and color as the light pole. And so we've done our best to represent that in the elevation. We could also take a look at the next sheet, which shows a really good rendering. I'm not sure if it's on the next sheet, the rendering that was requested from the, so these are some more elevations.
I don't think we have renderings in the plans.
Okay, got it.
So we have provide renderings. Photos.
Oh, there we go.
Here's, if you like, and just walk through, from the north side of the parking lot, looking southwest, same position looking west on this right side is kind of where the energy or the equipment would go with the structures, the shade structures there. Okay. Here the I got structures. Two or three renderings. So here's one, here's another with trees where the trees largely block the view. And here's one where the trees have mostly, I think, been removed so that you can actually see the proposed structures.
Okay. All right. So we're talking about the structures, and you're going with the chain link fence, and then the change to the landscaping. So that's basically what's different from last time, right?
One more thing, we got a comment from the fire to keep the clearance, so we increased the height by 1 foot on one of these to have the required fire access clearance.
Okay.
That's the difference.
Okay. All right. Well, we need to keep going. So if you guys are good with that, then we can start with questions and comments and stuff. You guys okay with that? Anything else you want to add?
That's it.
Okay. All right, let's do, we'll just combine questions and comments like we did before in the name of trying to save time. So Jonathan, I'll start with you.
I like the adjustments that have been made. I can support the project.
Very good. Greg?
I can support the project as they've amended it here. So yes.
Okay, very good. Craig Schallenberger?
Yes, I was in support of the project when it first came through generally, and I see nothing but improvement since then, so I support the project.
Very good. Dennis?
Yes, in general, I'm in support of the project. However, my one request, which was a photo montage of what the PV arrays, the shade structures, will look like when you enter from Los Carneros was not there. So well, I have a reservation that we really don't know what these are going to look like as one drives in. With that said, I don't think that's going to change your proposal at all. Thank you.
Okay, Martha?
I can support everything presented, including the chain link. I think is preferable to the vinyl that they showed, and I understand why that would be for security. So I'm in support of the open chain link, even though the upper stories of the adjacent neighbors will be able to see it, but it looks like there's a lot of utility activity going on at that end of the building anyway. So the chain link seems fine. And then the final position of the trees, I think, can be determined by whomever their landscaper is, because it's pretty crowded in the areas that they're showing the trees. So I think, I'm not sure how planning wants to handle that aspect of the approval, but I think the one-to-one replacement is appropriate, and I would support that element as well. Those are my comments.
Okay. I'm in favor of the project. I could support it as submitted. Mary?
Chair Branch, would you want to check and see if there's any public comments, please?
Yes. Has anybody raised their hand for any public comments?
Cecilia Brown, did you wish to speak on this item? Her hand is raised, and I see it's not raised. So there are no other hands raised.
Okay. Okay, then somebody want to make a motion?
Oh, Chair Branch?
Yes.
Linda, you're muted.
Cecilia Brown, did you wish to speak on this item, please? Okay, that looks like a no. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, could someone make a motion, please?
I'd move to support the project, approve the project as it is submitted, with the location of the proposed mitigation trees being determined in the field.
Very good, and maybe add subject to the attached findings in the staff in the submittal.
Subject to the attached findings in the staff report submittal.
And Chair okay. Branch, just for the record, this will be for conceptual, preliminary, and final.
Very good. Can I get a second?
I second the motion.
Very good, seconded by Jonathan. And any discussion? All right, with roll call, we'll take a Member vote.
Is absent. Member DeGasis?
Yes.
Member Einman?
Yes.
Member Hart?
Yes.
Member Whalen? Member Whalen?
Yes.
Thank you. Vice Chair Schellenberger?
Yes.
Chair Branch?
Yes. Okay, motion passes. Very good. And now let's move on to our advisory review. If you could read that into the record, please.
Item C1 is the Goleta Train Depot Project, located at 27 South La Patera Lane, APN 073-050-033, City of Goleta Capital Improvement Project 9079.
And has everybody visited the site? Jonathan?
Yes, and no ex parte communications.
Very good. Greg?
Site visit and no ex parte.
Okay. Dennis?
Site visit, no ex parte.
Martha?
Site visit, no ex parte.
Craig Schellenberger?
Site visit, no ex parte.
And same for me. Okay, Mary?
At Chair Branch, if I can just set the stage for this project before our project planner, Mr. Valdez, talks about it. This is a very important project, and we have very limited time. We need to finish the meeting at 4:30, so I encourage everyone to zoom in on what the new changes and what your comments are. And again, this is for advisory, so there's no action that's taken. It's really purely comments for the project team. And my guess is that it will at some point come back to you when it gets to more of the final stages. So I'll let Mr. Valdez kind of point to the changes from the last time you saw it.
Sure. Great. And if Mary, if you could allow me to share my screen.
That would be our IT.
There it goes.
Scott.
Okay. Can you see me now?
Yep. Got it.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Chair Branch and members of the DRB. Just to try to keep this quick and make the best use of time, we're going to go through and not focus too much on the background since you saw this back on January 26th.
Right.
So that's the existing warehouse. I'll just kind of scroll through these. This is the site plan. But we really wanted to focus on where the three main comments. This is all background.
Right.
And I'll just go through, you have these in your packet.
Yep.
The biggest thing we wanted to focus on was these last three items that we heard loud and clear was to omit or reduce and or relocate the tower feature, match the depot colors, and reduce the structural armature. So without going through all the background on the architectural history and some of the California train depots, we really wanted to get to this slide. So this is what you saw previously. There's a lot of comments, particularly on color, particularly on the armature. And so I'll let Jim kind of walk through these, but I'll click through to show the three main areas of comments that were made. And Jim, I'll just have you jump in if I kind of struggle with this, but simplify the structure, the colors, and then they reduce the height of the tower.
The tower is about 95 feet before. So now it's reducing the armature, the truss and the joists and so forth, picking up what you see on some of the historic depots, the darker trim pieces, bringing along some of the lower canopies and eaves so that wrap those around to simplify the structure to allow it to look more traditional. We heard the board loud and clear last time on the feedback we received. So we really took that to heart and went back and looked at that. So if you go to the next slide there, okay. This is just a kind of a clean version here. We have five different views we are looking at, so we'll do this quickly. Neil, do you have add anything here?
No, just to reiterate what you said,
after we heard what your comments about four or five of us got together, we went through the entire presentation, studied as many depots as possible in the California region and picked up features which were best suited for that, for what we have here. And went back to the colors that you recommended, and then we used those. So it's very much in tune, and Jim is describing it well.
The city put together an advisory committee made up of the Goodland Coalition, several experts, some with historic preservation and historic depot knowledge. So it's very helpful. So this is the same presentation we shared with them a few weeks ago.
And just to keep in mind, these are at 35% conceptual plan. So there will be some tweaking as we go down the road, but really we wanted to show how much it's changed from the last time your group saw this, your board. Again, this is kind of a just before and after, kind of showing the colors, the armature, and then actually the moving of the tower. This is what you previously saw from basically from South La Patera Lane. This is again highlighting the items. And we did add a bus drop off, which was something that was brought up by one of the members that we thought was actually a really good idea. So this is kind of what it looks like now. You can see we moved the tower feature towards the center, kind of where the roadway, so you can see it coming down South La Patera Lane. It's obviously the height is much, has been reduced significantly from about 85 to 45 feet. And again, the bus drop off cover. I don't know if there's anything else you wanted to add, Jim. I'm just trying to move this along.
The building itself is 41.5 feet. So this, the tower is in proportion to the building. As far as the height, it's only a few feet taller. The idea of the tower was really what you find in almost every great train station throughout the world is a clock tower. You try to keep time to get on the train. So it's really distinguished, a typical feature you'll find, whether it's at Union Station, Seattle, Oregon, wherever you go here. So I think there was a really good comment we also had, like Jaime said about that bus canopy. And so we looked at having a cantilever bus canopy that could help shelter the bus as well as the people waiting for the bus. So go to the next one.
So I'll keep going. And this is another view, obviously. You can see the perspective of that previous tower.
Before.
Yeah, and then this would be more of what you look like with the canopy for the bus drop-off. And then, I'm sorry to rush through these, but I do want to make sure you have adequate time to comment.
This is what you see on the platform existing at the Amtrak platform. So it also kind of carries that same form, the same type of truss system and the same eaves.
So this was the last kind of view where you could see kind of from a different perspective. And this is the before what you saw, and this would be essentially what you would see now. Obviously the portion of the bus drop off, we're still kind of playing with that. Part of what we're running into is that the cost for the train depot are significantly higher than what we envision, especially now as a result of COVID and a run on raw materials. Sure. So we're looking at items where the clock tower would be kind of an optional if we could afford it, possibly. But we want to, go in with it with as much input as possible. We kind of like the way it looks. It gives it a nice feel. But again, it comes down to what we can actually afford and the ultimate goal of the project. So I think we set the world record for going through a slide deck before the DRB in about 6 minutes. So we want to get time to all of you to give us your thoughts, and hopefully we're headed in the right direction, given what you saw a couple months ago.
Gotcha.
Chair Branch, before members make comments, let's do public comments. I believe we have at least one speaker.
All right, public comments, go.
Will any person who wishes to speak please click on the hand raise icon now? Cecilia Brown.
Thank you. Hi, Cecilia Brown with the Goodland Coalition. I was fortunate to be part of the community group that met with the architects and Mr. Valdez several weeks ago. And I had also watched your hearing on this project and was most sympathetic to all of your comments. So when I saw this, I was very much pleased with the changes. I thought they were very much better. I would like to make some comments. I don't know if Ron Nye is with us today, is wanting to speak, or Jean-Guy Dubois, but they really made some good suggestions, and I would just like to echo what they said, because it's somewhat different than what Mr. Valdez is portraying. And I would agree with Mr. Nye's comments about this tower. There was discussion about putting a water tower there and using some examples that were in Goleta rather than this clock tower, which really doesn't have any sort of precedent in the city, particularly with the clock and the city's logo, which really doesn't fit in. Mr. Nye said it in a better way than I did, but I would agree with him, and I would like to see that as an optional element until you get all the remainder of the project done. I would like to make one comment on the seating area. There was some thought about, and I think, and I see it in your plans, that Mr. Dubois provided for a seating area, and I think that would be a nice thing to consider. I don't know whether that's part of this or whether you could even afford it, but I think that would be something nice. I would like to speak a moment about the vast amount of paving. And I know Mr. Valdez says you don't have money, but I'm just wondering if it looks like some of this is bricks. I don't know. What is this? It's not all macadam, is it? It's something else. But if possible, I think it would make a better approach to the building, at least in the main roadway, if you could do something other than just asphalt. Anyway, pleased to see the revised direction. I hope that you like it. I think it's much more appropriate. I think it's very distinctive. I think the clock tower needs to go away and to be replaced if you're going to with something that's more Goleta-centric. Thank you. Good to see you all again. Thank you for your participation on the DRB. It's really important.
Thank you. Real quickly, we now have 15 minutes. I'm a little disappointed.
Chair Branch, we have one more hand raised. Jean-Guy Dubay.
Go ahead.
Hi, commissioners. Thank you again for allowing us the opportunity to speak on this project. I'm very pleased with the revised design and the way that this project is going. I wanted to, you know, again, applaud your efforts in using the depot colors, the historic styled materials of the building, looking and removing the armature that was kind of cluttering the design of this more classic and traditionally designed building. Again, I did submit ideas for a water tower concept for the depot that was referred to. So I'm hoping that either a residential styled water tower that was found in some of the historic Goleta homes, like at the Sexton House, might be considered as a replacement for the metal tower, or even alternatively a Southern Pacific styled water tower that would be found at stations like this in Santa Barbara and Goleta and other cities. I also submitted some concept designs to replace the cylindrical kiosks that would serve not only as passenger waiting benches, but also as historical kiosks that would incorporate some kind of a 24x36 poster that could be used for, you know, talking about the railroad history of Goleta, as well as regional history of other topics, and noting like historic maps and things like that. Again, I'm very pleased with the direction that this project is taking. Again, I'm very happy with it, and I look forward to participating with you more and again, offering my expertise of many decades having researched these historic train stations and being a national award-winning draftsman and architectural historian. And I have three blueprints in the Library of Congress on this particular subject of depot history. So thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, we've got limited time. Mary?
So Chair Branch, my suggestion would be that you get through as much many comments as you can with the next 12 minutes, and that the DRB members can submit your comments to Mr. Valdez. You can CC me, and we can get this posted along with this agenda, so there's some documentation of your comments if we don't get through everyone.
All right. I don't normally start, but I'm going to, because I think this is going in the right direction, but I'm frankly disappointed. When you click back and forth between what we saw before and this, the roof barely even changes at all. And you know, when you showed the precedent of all those other train stations, you know, the buildings are very specific with how they have trim and how the roofs have outlookers. And this, to me, while it's going in the right direction, this looks like a big condo or shopping center. And while you've got some colors here that make sense, there's trim that's running up the walls that doesn't make sense to me, that sort of looks like it wants to be windows, but yet it's not. And windows that are there don't have trim, and yet this is trying to be, you know, quasi-historic, and it misses that completely, as far as I'm concerned. You know, I think you're caught between modernization of this and trying to be classic. And you know, the very top roof form, I mean, for example, you've got the ridge skylights, and so that's a modern feature, but then you've got on the main form in the center, you bump the roof up yet more and then do the ridge skylight. That's feels like art for art's sake. You know, it's not a cupola, but it's also not, I think you're going in the right direction potentially, but it's falling quite short for me. And the cantilevered cover at the where the people get off the bus, you showed the picture of the existing depot cover that's there. Why not just do that? Why have it be cantilevered? It feels heavy and awkward with that cantilever. Why not just replicate what's there, which the thing in the upper left, that looks classic. Why not just do that? And now you've got this cantilevered thing that, while I get why you're doing it, it just feels a little bit like art for art's sake. So I could go a lot more, but I don't want to rob any other people of time. So I'm going to say, Craig, hit it.
Okay, can I get the screen share, please? So are we seeing the, I can't tell, which I have two screens. I can't tell which one we're seeing.
I'm seeing your computer and your file things. So double click one of your.
How about now?
Yep, I'm seeing that.
Okay, so I'll try to go quickly. I have a couple of similar notes here, and I hate doing this. This is real disadvantage to not be able to hover over plans and talk about things one thing at a time, and versus blasting all five of these comments at once. But I agree that there's an attempt for some modernization, but I would like to suggest that perhaps this, I don't think it's a complete redesign required, but maybe just some adjustments, some suggestions. I agree the cupola doesn't really read very well. I like to see that more. If that could be a clear story to give you the lighting that you're looking for versus a ridge skylight, and maybe even leave the two ridge skylights on the other elements, that might work okay. And that also, that cupola is just too thin. It reads too weak of a pop-up. And then the other thing here, you can see I'm pointing to the considering a gabled entry. If you look at the examples given here, especially Goleta and Oceano, both seem to have, you know, a gabled entry that that I think may actually help this. I don't really like the shed roof coming off of the entry to this building. So let me jump to the next slide here, and all the same comments, but I don't love the diagonal windows either. That's following the rake of that gable. I just, that reads way too modern for this building. The next one here, I think we need to talk about the elephant in the room, and this tower. I don't know how everybody else feels about it, but I will not support the project in its entirety if this tower stays, frankly. So I want to just cut to the chase on that item. And then I had a similar comment where the cantilever is kind of interesting, but I don't know that it's, especially without the tower, I don't think it's needed. And I think it would actually feel better running to ground. And then similarly on the back side of the building, you could also consider a gable at this entry here as well. But otherwise, you know, I do like the progress of the project a lot. I'm just trying to hurry through these comments, and normally I would shower a bunch of praise first before getting into comments. But in this case, we're limited on time, so I'll yield the floor.
All right, Dennis?
Yes, I'll try to go quickly in the mode. I would support both yours and Member Schallenberger's comments. As it is, I appreciate the gestures that the design proponents have made, but they're really just sort of surface. I think the volume needs to more closely hew to some of the historic models that we're attempting to, and we're really lucky to have Mr. Jean-Guy Dubé on board, who really does know this subject matter very well. So it does look like a 70s condominium, and I think the forms could be refined a bit more to reflect the historic qualities that the community and the board, I think, are after. I wanted to go on to some comments about the landscape. Could you go to a site plan that shows the landscape, please? While we're attempting to turn the design towards a more historic nature, the landscape design and patterns seem to be very, very contemporary. And I would encourage the designers to do some patterns that more reflect the historic qualities that we're after. Maybe we'll get there. Can you get to a site plan that shows some of the landscape patterns? I don't know which sheet it is. Anyways, I think I'm making my point here that the patterns as proposed, yes, here we go. The patterns that are reflected here really don't add to the historic qualities that we're looking for. And I would encourage the designers to re-examine those. And then the last comment is that we really don't know what the interiors look like. We really haven't seen that main hall, which is going to be so very, very important. And if you do choose to come back for an advisory, I would appreciate knowing what those interiors look like. And finally, just to really focus in on a landscape element, there appear to be two large trees right at the entryway. I would seriously consider removing those so that the entry is not obscured from the major point of view as you come in. Thank you, Chair Branch.
Very good. Martha?
Thank you. I would like to say that the colorways are very pleasing. And I think what is missing maybe from the presentation so far is that sense of nostalgia. I think is what everybody's sort of hungering for, and how to blend that with a, you know, reaching for the more modern or fresh. It's a tough mix, but generally I think it looks better. Again, as in last time, I don't support the feeling of a tower. I think people are going to be able to find the train station if they're looking to go there. So, and I agree with the other comments that the architects have made. Thanks.
Very good. Greg?
Yeah, I support the other member comments as well. I tend to be more functionally oriented, and I'm really pleased as the owner of that comment of adding the bus canopy. I'm really pleased to see that that's integrated into this, at least this version of the proposal. I would say that also that the tower does not hold any value to me. If you're looking for cost savings, let's get rid of it. Again, it could be added at any point in time if somebody finally comes around with something that works for everybody, but I'll leave it at that.
Great. Jonathan?
I agree with a lot of the comments. I wouldn't mind having no tower at all. I like the passenger cover, although I agree having it cantilevered doesn't seem to fit the feel we're looking for. And the cupola should either be one or not be there at all, in my opinion. I do like the suggestion for gables on front and back side. And I don't know if it's actually possible or not, but as far as landscaping, you know, Goleta has a really rich agricultural history, and it might be nice to see if we could have at least a token representation of anything from the soft shell walnut to the pampas grass or some of the other things that were early citrus development and so on, a key part of the development of our community and history. There maybe a little historical corner someplace that was a nod towards that part of what Goleta has been and continues to be. Thank you.
All right. And with that, we're at 4:30. So if we have any other comments, I guess we can email them to staff for forwarding. On behalf of the board, I'm grateful that you guys brought this again to us. This is going to be a great project. It'll be nice to have a train station in Goleta. So thank you guys for bringing that to us.
Yes.
Thank you again for your time. I know we're pressed for that right now, but we will take your notes down and look forward to receiving the comments from the board, any additional ones that are sent our way. We probably will make a decision to come back maybe once the plans are more fully developed. I think it would be worth it just to make sure folks are seeing what they would like to see. But for now, we're just really trying to move progress down on some of the other things that need to get done. But we wanted to get the look and feel of the building as kind of close as we could. So we appreciate your time and thank you again.
Great. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. That leaves last item, announcements by members and staff. Anybody have anything to announce or contribute? No. All right. Well, then with that, we are adjourned.
Spring. Why do I get up each morning to start happy and head up with joy?